Hey folks, it's Russell Hill here from the KLP News Desk, and it's time for your KLPRadio.com news break for April 18th, 2024. The El Campo Chamber is going to be looking for a new president soon. In a post made to its Facebook page yesterday afternoon, the El Campo Chamber board posted the following, quote, "As of April 16th, 2024, we have accepted the resignation of the chamber president, effective immediately. We assure our members that we are taking necessary steps to address any issues and uphold the highest standards of integrity and compliance within our organization. Respectfully, the El Campo Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors," end quote. No reason was given for the separation. A tip has led to the arrest of a local high school coach for reportedly trafficking methamphetamine. The Westside Narcotics Task Force, made up of police agencies from four different counties in the area, arrested 52-year-old Stephen Marshall here in El Campo around 6 a.m. Tuesday morning. He was charged with the manufacture and or delivery of a controlled substance. Substance believed to be crystal meth was seized in the investigation. Marshall was detained without incident and booked into the Colorado County Jail. According to the Louise High School website, he worked there as a coach and teacher of Texas history, economics, and government. The investigation began when officers got a tip that a high school coach, who they've now identified as Marshall, was reportedly moving narcotics. That investigation is ongoing and more charges could be filed in the future. A subpoena served to Louise ISD staff Wednesday marks the next step in investigating a perceived illegal trustee meeting, ultimately ending Superintendent Garth Oliver's career there. It's a first step in the Wharton County Sheriff's Department investigation that started following a state attorney general's office review of the criminal complaint. Leader Journal reports that no timeline has been set for the criminal investigation that began in early February to be completed. The complainant alleges Louise School Board members' decision to fire previous Superintendent Oliver on February 2nd initially took place without a posted agenda or a vote in violation of state law. The Sheriff's Department had initially reached out to the State Attorney General's office. Its officers reviewed the case but put it back in the hands of sheriff's deputies last week. And Wharton County Sheriff Shannon Schrubar said, "They're looking into it, and we'll have the sheriff later this morning to talk about that." Wharton County District Attorney Don Allison will decide whether the complaint will be prosecuted. If convicted of an open meetings violation, a person faces punishment similar to a Class B misdemeanor with an up to $500 fine and up to 6 months in jail. LISD Board President Mark Bain and Trustee Chad Hayofsky came to Oliver's office February 2nd to fire him and tell him that his last day was going to be February 16th. The Journal says that statement, which Oliver was told was a majority board decision, appears to be a violation of the Texas open meetings law made by either a gathering of board members outside district chambers or through what's called a walking quorum, usually by chain text messaging or phone calls. Wharton County Assistant DA Lloyd Kleiman told the paper that the violation is treated about the same as official misconduct in a court of law, but calling a meeting later to ratify a decision that's already been made doesn't make the original violation go away. Louise ISD trustees met February 21st to accept Oliver's, quote, "voluntary resignation and retirement," in a motion made by trustee Stephen Lutringer, who added it would be, quote, "based on the terms discussed in closed session and authorized by the board president." It was never explained what the board president, Bain, intended to authorize beyond the terms of the released retirement resignation settlement. Oliver was provided a $175,000 settlement with Bain, Hayofsky, Lutringer, Amanda Cox, Tanya Bram, and Blake Roll in favor. Trustee Ricky Wendell wasn't present at the session. The Leader Journal filed a series of open records requests with Louise ISD February 7th about the complaints or views concerning the superintendent and or board members. Leon Alcala, a district's law firm, sought an attorney general's ruling on whether the district had to release the information included in the FOIA request. The AG's office hasn't made its decision, but estimated it would do so by April 24th, less than a week from today.
And that's going to do it for KLPRadio.com news break for April 18th. I'm Russell Hill from the KLP News Desk. We'll see you back on the radio tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock.